Well, Terry, here we are. It's week two, or what is it? Week three?
Well, they've played two games.
Okay, they played two games. See, I'm already trying to forget about it. But week three, and we're on, how many quarterbacks are we on now in this season?
Cody Kessler is number three for this year.
Number three for this year.
And for those who are scoring at home, you're running out of fingers on your one hand. Because the last couple games started by the Browns of last year, you had Johnny Manziel and Austin Davis.
Okay, that's right. He did play.
So that's two. Then the opener, who started the opener this year?
Robert Griffin III.
Okay, number two this year?
Josh McCown.
And now you get to see?
Cody Kessler, the rookie.
Right. Last time we talked Browns, you said, what are the odds of seeing Cody Kessler? I said, real good. But I didn't think it'd be in game three.
No, we didn't think it would get
that bad. This is like Hugh Jackson, welcome to Cleveland. How do you like it so far, Coach?
Yeah, so what's he thinking?
Well, you know, this is one of those where, remember at the draft, they took Kessler in the third round, which seemed kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh Jackson, who has a USC connection, coached there early in his career and said, well, you just have to trust me on this one.
Right, he did say that.
So, as he said, well, I guess it's trust me time. He said that at his press conference.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Kessler, to be kind, looked overwhelmed in the preseason, and I'm kind.
Yeah.
Lost would be another word. So, here he comes. And, see, the thing about third-round picks is, yes, once in a while a guy is taken in the third round like Russell Wilson was, and he goes somewhere and starts immediately and becomes a success. That's like one or two of those a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks picked in the third round are sort of developmental things.
Okay. They're not meant to play right away.
No, they're not. Well, they were talking about, well, Jimmy Garoppolo is playing for New England, and by the way, he played a lot of game and got hurt too, but, you know, look at him. Well, he sat there for a while behind Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just playing in game three of his NFL career. He's also with a, you know, very strong team with a very stable organization. Nonetheless, he got to sit and watch.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot to be said for that in the NFL because it's such a different game. It's so quick and so violent and things that you're just not used to. And see, the good thing, if you're a younger quarterback, and you want to really learn the game, you spend a ton of time helping the starter prepare. You're watching all the films with him. And it, for example, like Josh McCown, who is very, very smart as a quarterback. And you know, you're learning how he sees the game. Sometimes you even make suggestions and that. That's what they talked about. Johnny Manziel didn't want to put in the work mm-hmm. there to learn it. So if you spend, like Jimmy Garoppolo from New England, he spent over a year with Tom Brady. I mean, it's like going to graduate quarterback school from day one.
Yeah.
And so when he came time for him to step in there, he had kind of an idea of what it was like. He played a lot in practice because they would keep Brady limited in practice, even though he don't tackle anybody. He was older.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the thing here, though, all the attention for the Browns was based on getting who ready to start the opener.
RG3.
So that's where really they were.
Yeah.
And then you were giving Josh McCown some attention just for a backup. Kessler was really, you know, I mean, he was in the back room here. I mean, yeah, he's in the quarterback room, but nobody was really saying, well, we got to get Cody up to speed here. Yeah. You just kind of sit here and watch and, you know, we'll work around midseason. Well, here it comes. I mean, he goes down, that first game's on the road. That's another thing.
Yeah, he has to play in Miami.
In Miami. Now, Miami's 0-2, but here's an issue. Your first game on the road, crowd noise, all kinds of stuff comes up. And so it's just, it's a miserable set of circumstances. I'm not going to kid you on
it
that.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then they're close to signing Charlie Whitehurst?
Just
to have another guy.
Well, Hugh Jackson's exact quote Monday is, we got to get another arm in here. It sounds like the Indians rotation of, you know.
Yeah.
Because when RG3 hurt his shoulder in game one, they brought in another quarterback to be like the third string guy. His name is Kevin Hogan.
Mm, right.
The Browns liked him. He played at Stanford, and he was a fifth round pick. Kansas City cut him. So, you know, I'm like, okay, fine. You kind of liked him. This is a guy, my thing's, okay, now you got Kessler, you got Hogan, you let them both, they're behind McCown and all this, and maybe one of these guys ends up being a decent player in a couple of years, whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no rush here. But you don't think, oh my goodness, we're going into Miami in game three, Kessler starting, we got to decide between Charlie Whitehurst, who we're picking up off, or whoever we pick up off the street. By the way, any quarterback who is unemployed going to game three
is not.
Probably not a very good quarterback. Because there's a lot of guys in uniform in the NFL who are not particularly good quarterbacks.
Because yeah, exactly.
It's such a hard position to play. Or, you know, Kevin Hogan, who just kind of showed up after getting cut in Kansas City.
Yeah. Boy, poor Hugh Jackson.
Right. Here's a big part of this that sometimes people miss. Is that when you have an experienced quarterback, even if he's not all that great, he gets everybody organized. Look at the tape of Corey Coleman, the rookie receiver, between game one with RG3, who was having kind of trouble figuring out what's going on out there,
mm-hmm.
to game two,
yeah.
with McCown. And they're playing to Baltimore's a very good defense. And suddenly, Corey Coleman looked like a player.
Yeah, because of the quarterback.
Yeah, he was being put in positions where, all right, the ball's being delivered. This is what you're supposed to do. Now Coleman's got to go make these plays.
Yeah.
But the ball was going over there at the right time.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the Browns had a running game with Isaiah Crowell. Why? Because a lot of times, McCown is allowed to change the play at the line of scrimmage. He sees something break down in the defense that this run might work. And you give the ball to Crowell, and now he's not running into a wall of 17 big guys trying to kill him. Yeah, mm-hmm. there's some holes. The offensive linemen tend to like McCown. McCown has one huge problem. That is, this goes back to early in his career, and I just don't know why he falls into this habit. See, as the quarterback, you're dropping back to pass, and one of the things almost in your head is clicking down 1,000, 2,000. By 3,000, you better get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
Well, he knows if I could just hang on to it for one, even half a second longer, it gives that receiver one more step to get open.
Yeah.
But it also gives him, the defense, one more step to take his head off.
Yeah.
Or in this case, hammer his shoulder.
Right.
He's always known as called holding the ball too long.
Oh.
For holding on to the ball too long. And, you know, coaches will be begging Josh, just throw it out of bounds. You know, live for another play. Josh likes to make big plays. And he's made some. But we saw it last year. Remember, we read all the injuries he had. I forgot. It was the hand. It was the ribs.
The collarbone.
The collarbone. There was four things.
Concussion.
Right. Yeah, it was a concussion. So, you know, here we are. He plays one game, and it's his shoulder. And I thought his ribs were going to get killed again, too, the way he was getting hit. So, the players all love him. Yeah, it's Gutsy Josh. And I love Josh McCown because of how smart and how he helps the thing. But, man, you're just putting yourself in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the other thing, you go down, you got to keep Cody Kessler healthy, because if not, you really forget being on the, you know, you're not in the warehouse. You're like, what can I pick up at the Goodwill store?
Oh, boy.
So, Browns and quarterbacks, it never changes because it always changes.
And fun times in Miami ahead.
Probably.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.